Good afternoon. The time is close enough to call it 12 o'clock, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Let me click this over to our program. Okay, how about that? Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock, and you're listening to KKARN. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. I want to thank you all for tuning in today and joining me for an hour of some local music and local happenings. I'm Shane Houchins. I'll be your host for the next hour. And I once again want to thank you for coming in today, because we have a special guest in the studio that's going to let us know about some of the happenings here and soon-to-be events. I'm proud and pleased to bring to you today Mrs. Jane Whitman from Shasta Live. Say hi, Jane.
Hi, Shane. How you doing?
I'm just fine, Jane. Thanks for braving 299 and coming up to Round Mountain Studio to tell us about Shasta Live's 2017-28 concert season, as well as not just the entertainment that you folks will be bringing, but informing us about what Shasta Live is all about. It's a fairly new nonprofit organization.
No, it's not.
For myself.
Oh, for you. It's been around for 80 years, so I didn't
is
think
that
that's
right?
Very new.
80 years, my gosh. I guess I just need to get out more, don't I? All right. And joining Jane is some emotional support is her husband, Will. And we have Craig Boyer in the studio as well. And once again, thanks for joining us. And we're going to be hearing some music from some of the performers that are headed our way here in Redding to Shasta County. And Jane, let's just start off about, let's just learn a little bit about this long-running organization.
Well, the organization started as Shasta County Community Concert Association back in 1938. And it was the very first show that came was a woman named Dorothy Crawford, and she did character sketches, little vignettes of humor and pathos that was kind of surprised me when I started doing research about our history, because I thought it had all been music, and yet the first show was character sketches. So that was very interesting to find out. But anyway, we've been around for 80 years, and over the years, we've done multiple kinds of shows, classical mostly at the beginning, but then it branched out into folk music and pop music and opera and all kinds of different things that we've done over the years. And if anybody's really interested in finding out about our history, they can go to our website at ShastaLive.com and connect to our Facebook page. We've been doing our history since last spring, and a lot of interesting information on there about what we've done over the years. So anyway, we are an all-volunteer group of music lovers who bring these shows to the Cascade Theater. Will and I have been doing it since the early 90s. And a lot of people involved in a lot of years. Like Craig, I think you've been doing it for how many years you've been involved?
I've been about 25 years.
Okay.
Since I arrived here.
So you're long term also. Mm-hmm. And both you and I had experience with Shasta, with community concert when we were kids. So anyway, so it's been around for a long time. Shasta, a community concert is an organization that was nationwide. It's nationwide. And there's about 180 groups all the way across the country that are affiliated with Live on Stage, the group that we work with. And we go back to Nashville once a year and see about 25 to 30 shows. And then we come bring those back to our board of directors, and we choose which ones that we want to bring to the community based on what they've liked in the past, a little different, try to bring an eclectic mix of music to them, and what we can afford and how they're routed
yeah,
through. And so then we do our membership drive in the spring, reasonable prices. We have $80 for adults and $40 for students, $200 for a family, and that's for a two-parent family, and $120 for a one-parent family, one adult family. So the prices are great. Individual tickets are $40 for adults and $20 for students. So if you buy a membership, you're getting a much better deal than if you buy individual tickets. So anyway, you have any questions about that, Shane? I can answer them. I've tried to cover pretty much what we do.
What about reciprocity?
Oh, reciprocity. Thank you, Craig. Reciprocity is an agreement that we have with other community concerts in the area nearby. For example, Oroville, Medford, Grants Pass, Ukiah, Crescent City, Roseburg, and Lodi. And what it is if you're a member of our community concert, you can go to any concert at one of these venues for free.
Wow, that's awesome.
You call ahead to be sure they have room for you, which has never been a problem for us. And we provide that list of reciprocity on our website. And so you can go someplace else. We've had people actually come following a group. Like there was a group that showed someplace else. They'd come to us to see the group again. And then there's other situations like with Will and me who find out about a group in Nashville and we want to see them and we don't bring them, so we go someplace else to see that group. So it works out really well, and it's a very, very great perk to be able to do that. You can get to see a lot of different shows for free because you're a member of Shasta Community Concert Association. So
now the rest of these events that you can go to, is that just like here in California, or is that
Nationwide? You can go nationwide.
Wow, that's cool.
There's other across the country. These are the ones that are just kind of in our local area.
Right.
But most anywhere in the country that has a community concert, they'll accept the reciprocity if you happen to be there.
That's fun. Do you have to know how to spell that word?
You have to know how to pronounce it. Can you pronounce it, Shane?
Probably wrong, I'm sure, again.
Took me a long time to get it right.
I'd have to have it written out in front of me, but that is such a cool thing to be able to do that, though, to support. This is a nonprofit group, so
yes,
you're supporting them locally, but you can go see the event anywhere that you're traveling if you happen to be in a destination journey and know their concerts are going to be there. You can just slide right in. That's fun.
Yeah, it's great.
And I like that idea where you guys get to go to Nashville and see that. Is that I'd like to sign up for that trip.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
Join the board.
We pay our own way, so it's not free. But we but we get to see about 25 acts in 2 days.
Oh my gosh! That's
they get about 20 minutes to perform for us to show us what they can do. And it's very interesting, and it really gives us a perspective on what they can do for an audience, how the audience reacts, rather than just seeing them on video or on a CD.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes, really nice. No pressure there, huh?
Yeah, right. No, that's true. It's really true. It's difficult for some of them to get across what they do in 20 minutes because you know how acts are. Sometimes they build to a climax.
Right,
They have like 2 hours to do it, and 20 minutes is tough sometimes for them.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's...
The other thing that we do is our Fine Arts Enrichment Show. It's an outreach program for students, and we do that in the morning of the concert at about 10:30 in the morning, and we bring the schools, bus the kids in. It's free because we have people that support this outreach. We have Friends of Shasta Live, and then this year U.S. Bank and Union Pacific are both giving us grants to support the program. So those are the way we support that free outreach to the students. And we fill the Cascade Theater with kids. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see these kids. Some of them, first time they've ever been in the theater, first time they've ever seen a live show, and they just are so excited. But they're so well-behaved, too. They're polite. They get all excited, and then the artists will get them calmed down, and they calm down right away. And it's really exciting to see how they react. And they get to ask questions, and they get to see the artists talk about their lives and how they got into music. And they'll ask kids, how many of you take music lessons? And a bunch of them raise their hands. They get all excited about if they know the instrument that they play. And so it's really, really neat.
That sounds like that would be fun to go to, just to be a spectator, to see the kids interact with the musicians.
Yeah, it is fun.
As well.
Yeah, it is fun. It's a great experience to see that. And so we're really happy to be able to do that. And we'd love to continue to do that. So. We need people to join our organization and come see our concerts, and you support our Fine Arts Enrichment Program as a benefit to that. So
by supporting, You mean financially, but as well as volunteers?
Oh, yeah. We can always use volunteers. Yeah, we're looking for people to be on our board and to be volunteers to sell memberships to people, their friends and family. And so it's just a really great if you love music and you want to be part of providing this to a younger generation. We certainly will help you have you come and help us out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why we have you up here, is that we love music and community, and this is a really great community service that you're providing, especially for the kids. But the quality of the entertainers that you bring are some of them are Grammy Award winners and Broadway
performers.
We
bring people from around the world. We've had people from the Ukraine and from Russia and from England and from all over the world. We get people that come. We have one group that came from, they were immigrants from Vietnam and played bamboo instruments. So
Kok Chi.
Yeah, that was one of your favorites. I
enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the musicians that are coming up for the 2017-2018 concert series. And I know the first one you're going to have is the premier ABBA experience. Let's talk about that a little bit, Jane.
Okay. The group is called ABBA Fab, and they were organized by Ann and Terry Davies several years ago, and they have they started in Arizona, and they started doing shows in Arizona and California, and then it just exploded, and now they're performed all over the world. And one of the places they went was to the ABBA Museum in Stockholm, Sweden, and performed there.
Oh, how funny! Wow, that's an honor to be able to do that. And it shows they got some
exactly right
something behind them.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And then they've been to Spago in Beverly Hills. And the Navy shipyards in Chicago, those are big places they perform, but they've been all over the world and all over the United States performing, and they've really been a big hit. And so they really, I don't know, people that are real ABBA fans know that ABBA comes from the first names of initials of the performers. Does everybody know that?
No, I didn't know that. I just know some of their songs, but I didn't know that personal history.
ABBA
about them.
Is based at Agnetha, Anna Fried, Benny, and Bjorn. That's where the ABBA comes from, their first names. And so these different performers that are coming are playing the characters. Ann Davies is playing Agnetha, Katrina Hagnofsky is Anna Fried, Terry Davies, Ann's husband, is Benny, and then Scotty Pearson is Bjorn. And so, and then they have two backup keys and bass and drums. So it's a there's five in the group.
Wow, so that's quite a nice size group there. You know, everybody knows ABBA songs.
Yeah, exactly.
You might not think you know them until you hear them, but you're going to know ABBA songs.
Right.
How about we take a little break and listen to a couple ABBA tunes? And this is ABBA Fab. These are the performers.
Yes, this
singing
is ABBA
the ABBA
Fab
tunes, right? Mm-hmm. An ABBA tribute band, and once again, they'll be coming to the Cascade Theater October 14th as part of Shasta Live's 2017-2018 concert series. And let's just get started off with Hey Dancing Queen. I think everybody knows that one, don't we? Okay,
yeah.
We're going to listen to that, and then we'll come back and listen to Mamma Mia, and then we'll be back in the studio to talk a little bit more with Jane. Thanks for tuning in to Local Motion with Shane on KKRN, your community radio station up here in Round Mountain. And here's ABBA Fab doing Dancing Queen. Okay, and that was ABBA Fab, and they're coming to Reading here to the Cascade Theater real soon. Like, we're going to go ahead and listen to another tune of theirs off of their ABBA Fab, the premier global experience. I think that's what it says. I don't have my glasses on, but it's party like it's 1979. That's all the music we're hearing off this CD. And you can learn more about their coming event here and to the Cascade Theater by going to www.shastalive.com. And we'll be listening to Mama Me this time around. And as soon as it's over, we'll be back in the studio talking with Jane Whitman from Shasta Live. So one more from ABBA Fab. This is Mama Mia. And I encourage you to sing along. Here we go. Thank you. Okay, hey, we're back in the studio, Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio, and I'm in the studio joined by Jane Whitman from Shasta Live, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about their upcoming 2017-2018 concert series, and you just heard two from ABBA Fab, an ABBA tribute band that is going to be there, right there, being at the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading, October 14th. And Jane, I imagine tickets are on pre-sale for that yet, or do you know?
Yes,
when they go?
Yes, they are. If people want to buy tickets, they contact the Shasta, the Cascade Theater box office, and that's CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877.
Okay,
and they can and, buy tickets for that show.
All right, and once again, that's the October 14th one. And
if they want to buy a membership, they can go to ShastaLive.com, our website.
Oh,
and
a whole season membership.
Everything's there. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Right.
About joining our organization.
All right, well, that's great. And that was ShastaLive.com.
ShastaLive.com.
Right. And you were saying as well as learning about the concert series, you can learn about what Shasta Live is all about there as you folks are doing your history on that same
Yes, we've been working on our history. Yeah. Yep.
And there's a Facebook page for Shasta Live?
Yes, there is.
Okay, everybody has Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. And we just had an article run in the Shasta Historical Society Stagecoach about our history. So if anybody gets that newsletter, they can read about our history from that. So that's another place you can find out about us.
And you got quite a rich history. What were you saying, 80-some years?
80 years. This is our 80th season coming up.
Oh, wow. That's a long time to have a non-profit group.
Yep.
So you've been supported by the community for 80 years. Yep. That's something that just speaks highly of the quality of programming and entertainment that Shasta Live brings. Has it always been called Shasta? No, it was called the
Shasta Community Concert Association was what it was. And we updated it a few years ago because we felt like we just needed to refresh our image.
Yeah, after 70 years, huh?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, that's great. And you're always looking for volunteers, and they can do that at your ShastaLive.com website?
Yes, they can check it out. Or they can phone us at 247-7355, too. That's our phone number.
Okay, great. And so let's see. We have, what do you got, four groups coming up this season?
Yeah. Our next one is Kevin Spiritus, November 9th. And Kevin was on the daytime drama Days of Our Lives for 7.5 years, playing Dr. Craig Wesley, if anybody's familiar with the soap opera. But he has a very wide-ranging career. He's been on television. He's been on Broadway. He's been in movies. He's been online. He's doing some new stuff online that he's involved in. He's a producer. He produced Finian's Rainbow, a revival of Finian's Rainbow in 2009. And in 2012, he produced Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert. And he's also a co-producer of Dear Evan Hansen, the new hit on Broadway, just recently on Broadway. So he's involved in all kinds of things. he does a story of his life with music. So he'll sing Broadway and pop songs and kind of illustrate his road in life. And he's a very nice singer, a very nice guy, and it's really fun and entertaining, his whole show. So that's basically what he does, is tell his story of his life with music.
Well, that sounds fun, too, and that one is for November 9th.
November 9th, yeah.
And I'm just reading his bio here about some of the Broadway things that he's been in, like Chorus Line, Meet Me in St. Louis, Into the Woods, Bye Bye Birdie.
Yep.
Gosh, yeah, he's been a very busy fella. And,
yeah, been around a long time.
And he has a singing voice, too, that
yes,
he's going to
yes,
share.
Yes, very nice. Very nice singing voice. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right, great. Well, unfortunately, I don't have any of that.
Don't have any of his music, yeah.
Don't have any of his music, but we do have a group that's coming. Let's see, when is Osola Trio?
Osola Trio is coming on March 1st. And this group is, they call them a classical crossover, but they do, their show is going to be called Heart and Soul, and they do a kind of a combination. They do classical music, but they also do things like Journey's Open Arms, Latin grooved O Solo Mio, and a version of Edelweiss. And I think we have that. We can
right,
play.
Yeah, we're going to hear Edelweiss.
It's a soprano, Aaron Shields, and a baritone, Giuseppe Spolatini, and then a accompanist, David Shenton, who does piano and violin, so he plays both accompaniment. And at one point in the show, he plays both at the same time, the piano and the violin accompanying the song. So
it's at the same time.
At the same time.
Wow,
it's
right.
Very interesting to see.
Yeah,
you just have to come. It's worth the price of the show just to see him do that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So the classical crossover trio, O Solo Trio. I just love that name. A little play on words there, but it works. And we're going to hear a couple songs from them, and we're going to go ahead and then come back and talk some more with Jane about one of the other groups that will be coming on, and just whatever comes to our heart and mind here. So here's a song by O Solo Trio, and darn if I didn't forget which one I potted up here. It's going to be, Edelweiss.
Edelweiss, yeah.
And we kind of chose that because Craig Boyer's in the studio, and
I sing with him.
Craig sings Edelweiss on, he's one of our local singer-songwriters that goes around to a lot of events, but also the convalescent homes and such. And this is one that Craig sings and is really enjoyed by our local community. And we're going to be hearing it from this great group, O Solo Trio. And hopefully I have you queued up right, and we'll hit it and come back right after this. Well, we're going to play two songs for you, and then we'll be back in the studio live with Jane Whitman from Shasta Live. Thanks for tuning in to Local Motion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio.
comic valentine. You make me smile with my heart. Your looks are
okay, and that was Oh Solo Trio. How'd you like that arrangement? That was a little bit different, wasn't it? Greg was noticing right off the bat that that was
Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Yeah, Beethoven Moonlight Sonata with
My Funny Valentine.
My Funny Valentine. What a unique combination of music and lyrics there. And
again, this group has been all over the world, performed sold-out performances at Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, the Redlands Bowl, Ronnie Scott's London, so they've been everywhere and done everything and been very well received. So Reading has a huge opportunity for a terrific group to come and see. They ought to take advantage of it.
Right, and that's going to be taking place March 1st.
March 1st.
Yeah, something to mark down on your calendar. And, gosh, what a lovely, lovely voice that gal has, as well as that. Yeah, that just kind of hypnotizes you. And I really enjoy it. Hey, Jane, how many folks you have here in the, what would you call it, the Redding chapter, Shasta County chapter, or Shasta Live?
We have about, 320 members this year, I think. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and we would love to have more.
Yeah, there's always room to have one more and join in on the...
We'd love to fill the Cascade Theater with adults in the evening, just like we do in the morning with the kids.
Yeah, gosh. You know, I think that is so cool that bringing this kind of entertainment to the younger generation, keeping it alive, but igniting a spark in the youth for all these different venues, genres that you bring here. Gosh, you got right now, you got that Abba Fab, Kevin Spiritus, O Solo Trio, and then coming May 4th, I guess that'll be the wind-up for the season, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be having Two on Tap. Why don't you let us know a little bit about that?
Well, Two on Tap, a couple, Melissa Yatino and Ron DeStefano, and they tap dance, and they sing, and they perform little story as they do this, and they are just charming. They just, on the stage, it's amazing what they do. They tap dance and they sing, which is difficult in itself because you get your breath worn out when you're tap dancing, and then you come and sing, and they do a wonderful job. They're just great. And they have a terrific time. They have a wonderful sense of humor. They just do a great show. It's kind of based, they have Broadway. It's Broadway tunes mostly and pop songs. And they've performed all over the place. They've been at the National World War Museum in New Orleans and the Queen Mary II on a transatlantic tour. They've done community concerts all over the country. And so they really have been around, and as I say, it's just a terrific show to see. And anybody who likes singing and dancing and Broadway music would just love this show.
All right. And, yeah, once again, that is going to be May 4th, a little bit out in the future, but it gives you time to put it on your calendar and plan for it. We're going to hear a couple songs that they will probably perform here.
They will.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's part of their show.
Part of their show, and... you can, we're going to be listening off of their Two on Tap CD. It's a tribute to song and dance. And you can learn more about these two great entertainers at www.2-on-tap.com. That's kind of has a nice little ring to it.
Yeah. We have some video on our website also of all the performers.
Oh, right. That's so, right. Yeah.
So ShastaLive.com, they can also come there and take a look at... little video of the shows.
Right, ShastaLive.com, as well as Shasta Live on Facebook.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
And two avenues there you can check. And to get now, will these tickets be pre-sale also, or do we have to wait a little longer to get those?
No, they will be on sale ahead. They're not on sale right now. I believe Kevin is on sale, but the other two aren't yet.
And they can find that out at the Cascade
box office, CascadeTheater.org.
Yeah. We were talking about how popular these concert series have become, and for the schools, if you haven't ever taken the opportunity to get lined up to do this for your kids, you're going to want to do it early because this is something that fills up quick, Jane.
If there's any teachers out there listening to this, you have to go on our website and look at Music for Schools. Connection and look that up. And there is a waiting list, and there's on occasion they do have cancellations, so there's still a chance if somebody wants to sign up. But at this point, I think they're full right now for the whole year.
Well, they can start maybe getting
start planning
for next year. Right.
Yeah, because we've got it. We'll have another good group of music of entertainers next year, too. Yeah.
Right. And, we're going to, like I say, we're going to be hearing from this Two on Tap, and
you'll actually hear tap dancing on the CD.
All right, that sounds fun. I don't think I've ever played a CD that's like that. So yeah, all right, let's just get right into it, and we're going to hear two songs, and we'll come back and wrap up the hour with Jane Whitman of Shasta Live on Locomotion with Shane. So here we go. You break out your throw a little sawdust on the floor there and get your afternoon exercise by joining in with Two on Tap. Here we go.
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you. It's just me.
It's just me.
I'll tie a lover's knot. Hey, round one for you.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, gee, what are your charms for?
What are my arms for?
Won't you try a just you,
it's just me.
I'll tie a lover's knot, hey, round one for you, just me, just us, just we, just us. Just me, I'll tie a lover's knot round you. I got rhythm, I got music. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? An old man trouble, we don't mind him. You won't find him round our door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
This amazing band.
Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
Okay, hey. I'm glad you didn't go away, because you're listening to KKRN Community Radio, Locomotion with Shane, and we're back in the studio with Jane Whitman of Shasta Live, and she's been spending the hour telling us about, educating us about the 2017-2018 concert series that's coming to the Cascade Theater, starting October 14th with a premier ABBA experience called... What do we call it, Jane?
ABBA Fab,
that's right. And I know all of you out there that are over 40 at least know some ABBA's tunes. And if you're under 40, You're going to love their music. And
we have a couple of teenagers on our board of directors, and they voted for ABBA Fab, too.
Is that so, right?
Yeah,
that is so great.
Here, so. It's not just over 40. Because they've done so many recent things. They did a Broadway show, and they did the movie with their music. So people know it. They're more familiar with it, not just people from the 70s.
They had this group on the movie before?
No, it was they did, but they did a movie called Mamma Mia that was based on the music of ABBA. And so the music is out there that people are listening to.
Right. And so Jane, she's been telling us a little bit about Shasta Live as well as these concert seasons. And it is a local nonprofit group. They've been bringing entertainment to Shasta County for 80 years now.
And, 80 years, yep.
And a well-established group of good folks, your friends and neighbors that make up this outfit, Shasta Live. And if you would like to become part of that, you can find out by, well, Jane, how can they find out?
You can go to our website, ShastaLive.com, and see all about that. We have clips of the shows coming up and about our history, and if you go to our Facebook page, you can get some more information about our history and what we've done over the years, all the different acts that have come here. And then, or you can call us at 247-7355 if you don't do the internet. We'll answer the phone and answer your questions. And if you just want to do individual tickets for any of the shows, that's through the Cascade Theater box office, cascadetheater.org, or 243-8877. So those are individual tickets. But we love to have new members, and because they're great shows, and it's a great bargain for individuals and for families. So anyway, if you can check us out on ShastaLive.com or give us a call, 247-7355, we'd be happy to have you join us and see these wonderful shows we got coming up.
Okay, and we were going to open up the phone lines for Jane's been kind enough to give us a couple tickets for some of these shows, and but I just remembered I can't open up the line right now, or it'll mess up our recording. So what I'm going to do is we have a pledge drive coming up October 16th is when KKRN's fall pledge drive begins, and we're going to hang on to them with grateful thanks to Shasta Live for providing it, and we use them as premiums during our pledge drive.
Perfect. We love to do that.
Yeah, and we're grateful to you. As being a KKRN, we're a nonprofit group, and we know that can be tough times, but your 80-year history, that's a great testimony of dedication to the community of Shasta County, and I really want to thank you for all your endeavors, and, you know, we know from, I know from being on a nonprofit group, the volunteer work is just exactly that. No one gets paid for it. And you were saying earlier, the passion that people have for music is what has kept.
Yes, that's what inspires us and keeps us going to share our love of music with everybody, with for our concerts in the evening, and then especially with the kids, to expose them to all different kinds of music so that they can see live entertainment, which is very rare for kids to be able to see, and at the wonderful Cascade Theater to be able to get into that venue.
Right, right. And teaching them about not just music and culture, but in a place that's full of culture and
exactly
music.
Exactly right, yeah. They've been around Theater a little bit longer than we have.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, you used to perform have the concerts there at the Civic Auditorium.
Yeah, the Civic Auditorium. And we started out at David Marr Auditorium. It was at that time it was Shasta High School. And so that was back in 1938. We started there. And then over the years, we moved on to the Civic Auditorium, and then we moved on to the Cascade Theater. So,
right, a little less seating capacity, but what a great little piece of Shasta County history and entertainment brought to you by another piece of Shasta County history, Shasta Live. So check them out at www.shastalive.com. And on Facebook, Shasta Live on Facebook. And you can get the full information about all these groups that are coming up. Once again, the play dates. You can also learn how much it is to become a member with the different, the adult students and family discounts and memberships. And you can also learn how to be a donor
Yeah, Friends of Shasta Live. They help us keep going with the student programs. They're one of our biggest supporters.
Right, and I'm imagining, because you are a nonprofit group, these donations are tax deductible.
Yeah, the Friends of Shasta Live donations are tax deductible.
Right.
Yes.
If you're fortunate enough to be in that income bracket where you can itemize.
Right.
Yeah, tax deductible donations and also becoming a volunteer. That's such an important part. And once again, I want to have you reiterate on the reciprocity. There it is.
Yeah, reciprocity is a program where if you're a member of Shasta Live, you can take your membership card and go to another community concert organization and see the shows for free. And they can do the same. They come to our shows, too. The closest ones that we have are Oroville, Medford, Grants Pass, Ukiah, Crescent City, Roseburg, and Lodi that are, accept reciprocity. So if you're interested in expanding your cultural horizons and seeing more shows for the same price as you get for Shasta Live's four shows, you can take advantage of that. My husband and I do it all the time because we see shows in Nashville that we want to see, but we don't bring them, so we go someplace else and see them for free.
Hey.
So it's really cool.
I like that.
We're going to go see the Redneck Tenors in a few months, and so up in Grants Pass, and then there's another group down in Oroville coming in that we're going to go see. So yeah, it's a great deal. It's a wonderful bargain. It's just the price of the gas to drive there.
All right, the Redneck Tenors. I like the sound of them.
Yeah,
that sounds like folks right out of the mountains here.
Yeah.
Well, Jane, thanks for coming up, and Will, bringing Will up with you. And I once again want to remind everybody how they can get a hold of the pre-sale tickets for ABBA, the ABBA Experience with ABBA Fab. How do you say that?
ABBA Fab.
Right. And I don't know why I want to call it an ABBA, but there it is. That must be the country southern boy me. You can go to the CascadeTheaters.org.
That's for individual tickets, or ShastaLive.com to look at memberships.
Right, and see what's coming up once.
And see what's coming up for the whole season, yeah.
And what a great season they've got lined up for you. We got a couple of minutes left here, Craig. I wanted to, what's going on tonight there at the old City Hall?
Well, it's actually at the new City Hall.
Yeah,
on Cypress Avenue. And it starts at 5 o'clock and goes to 7 o'clock. There's going to be art and music and hors d'oeuvres, I understand. And the first on the bill is Afterthought. And then it's going to be Nick Champy, Still Married, and Sarah Hoxie. So I hope to see some of you out there at that showcase of songwriters.
All right, great. Hey, I want to give you an opportunity to say goodbye to your friends and families there, Jane.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, say hello to all the board members of Shasta Live who do all the hard work to bring these shows. Dave and Judy Bush are our presidents, co-presidents, so they are involved in helping us put this together. Will, my husband, is the first vice president. He works with the artists and that venue to be sure the shows run smoothly. Be sure the artists get fed and that they get here. And
oh, that's an important job.
It's a very important job.
Yeah.
and we have support from KIXE. We're in partnership with KIXE, another nonprofit.
Right.
And we work with them to support each other to get people to enjoy the culture of both organizations. So that's where we are. And thank you for having me, Shane. I really appreciate the time to be able to talk more about Shasta Live, because it's been a passion of mine for practically my whole life.
Right. Oh, well, thank you for coming up and sharing your knowledge and educating the KKRN listeners about Shasta Live. And gosh, we'll be back next week with Neil of the Round Mountain Community Center is going to be coming in and talking about the Mountain Harvest Festival that's going to be taking place at the Mountain Community Center on the 30th, and boy, what a lineup they've got coming up this year. It's a benefit for the Round Mountain Community Center, and you're going to want to not miss it, because Neil, he's a great guy. He's one of us, one of you, and one of our local neighbors and friends, and And then we're going to have Cali Vibes, Old Kennet String Band. Oh, gosh, just a whole bunch of folks. We're going to be listening to some of that music, too. And I just want to remind you, if you weren't aware of it, we are a listener-supported grassroots, all-volunteer station. And we're here because of your tax-deductible donations. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org and click that donate tab. It'll take you to a safe and secure site, and you decide when to give and how much to give. And I want to thank you in advance for doing that. And remember, we have our fall pledge drive coming up October 16th through the 20th. I think that's what it is. We'll learn more about that as we get closer to that date. And yeah, we'll be back next week. We're going to go out today listening to a little bit of Mama Jawali, Joe Craven, Mama Dow Sadaibi, and Robert Strauss, I think. And so thanks again, once again, Jane, for coming up, and we'll be back next week. You got Geezer Rock coming up after Locomotion with Shane, and you're going to like that. So thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. I'll be back next week. Y'all have a great weekend. And oh, you know what? Can you feel that? The fall equinox is happening. Oh. Y'all have a great weekend.
KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM.
Support for KKRN.